It's the California Wine Country Podcast with Steve Jackson and Dan Berger. We taste, we laugh, we learn.
We're doing a mini edition of California Wine Country. Barry Herbst from Bottle Barn, the North Bay wine buyer, is here. And we're honored and pleased to have our co-worker, Karen Hart, with us from North Bay Biz. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Jackson.
We're going to do this every month, talking about the new edition of North Bay Biz, which is, of course, owned by Amaturo Sonoma Media Group. The cover story is about Danica Patrick, former auto racing star, turning her attention to winemaking. And this is in St. Helena. So, Karen, talk about the article and what Danica's doing, for those who haven't seen it yet.
So, this is in our Women in Business issue, mm-hmm. and Danica Patrick embodies the spirit of this issue. She is a person of journey, and she's moved from auto racing to winemaking and dabbled in other things in between that.
Yeah. Very intelligent woman and lots of energy, and has gotten so much done over her young years, I would say.
Yes, and what I especially love about this is she is a woman of passion, and she lives her life with passion, and that is really the spirit of this issue.
Okay, it's the cover story of the May issue of North Bay Biz. Joining us on the line, Barry Herbst from Bottle Barn. Barry, what's up, dude?
Hey, we're surviving.
Yeah, explain to everyone what you're doing.
Everybody orders online, and then they get a confirmation from us that their order's ready to go, and then they come and pick it up 10 to 4 every day. We're open for pickups, and we've been rocking.
I can imagine. We'll get more into that and what Bottle Barn is up to besides that as far as wine. And is it wine, beer, and spirits, or just wine?
Just wine and spirits right now.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to probably start doing beer once the doors are open again, which we're anticipating somewhere between June 1st and June 7th, possibly.
Oh, cool. And it is in St. Helena. Where in St. Helena is it?
We are actually up in Deer Park. So if you've ever driven up Hell Mound Road, we are right above the Adair, just 100 feet under the Hell Mound AVA line.
Yeah, I used to live in Deer Park when I first moved to California.
Beautiful up there, and Julian is up there, and he's going to be crafting some amazing things for us this year and in the future.
Julian, your history, please, as a winemaker and a member of the wine world.
I'm French. I've been in Napa since 2006. And make wine for different estates throughout Napa Valley. So I started with Somium. It's this very small estate, but very radical in its exposure and the site. And so we can bring Cabernet Sauvignon with a lot of structure and power. It's a pretty cool spot. And, having Danica as the person that put all this together is a good lead into, it's a new transition for her. It's changing from a racing career to being a farmer.
Yeah.
It's a lot of new challenges, and it's fun to bring her, and have her bring me in that journey with her.
Well, very cool. Where are the wines available? A Barry Herbst, Bottle Barn, do you got any of these?
Not yet.
I think it's winery only at the moment.
maybe we can make an arrangement. Primarily direct to consumer, but we do have a limited number of distributions. We are direct in California, so we are able to work with some small retailers and people around the valley. We don't make a lot of wine, so it is a small production, but we're always open to new opportunities.
Right on, and I'm sure we'll see more availability as life hopefully gets back to some sort of normality. Let's talk a bit about these wines. I have to tell you, we got a Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon from the winery. I couldn't taste it because my former wife, current friend and business partner, loves the Cabernet, and she was in, and tomorrow's her birthday, so I gave it to her.
You know what?
So I didn't get to taste it.
You're a good ex.
Yeah. Oh, I am.
You are.
I'm best friends with all three of my exes.
Well, I'm impressed. I don't think my ex would be giving me a bottle of cab from Somnium.
Julian, talk about this cab. It's a 2016.
Yes. So 2016 is a vintage with a lot of darkness, a lot of power. Well, I was saying that the estate is very, very hilly. It's on a huge, I mean, you lived in Deer Park, so
yeah.
You know how steep that grade is.
Right.
And right when you turn that corner, that very sharp needle, there is the vineyard right there sitting and baking on the south. And I drove by that vineyard for so many years, and I was always wondered what type of wines could come. And then so I, when I started making wine from there, it was really, really exciting. And there's just a power and a concentration. So if you like big structure, powerful Cabernet, this is what you're going to get.
And a 2016. Oh, I...
It's, you have to remember, it's made by a woman, you know, but she's a race car driver. So
I love that. I love that.
And, you know, but it's a force of character, and it translates into the wines. And I think the 2-hour line, it's really cool.
Well, we're tasting this 2019 Napa Valley Rosé, which is just gorgeous. Karen?
You know what? I love it. It's a lush pink, and it's just lush to taste. It's something I could sip all day on a porch.
And a 2019. So, Julian, talk about the rosé, because it is
so
a 2019.
The rosé we do is fruit from the estate. Looks like you prefer rosé because you kept the rosé for yourself and you gave away the cab.
Mm-hmm.
but, I mean, with the weather we have right now, it's the perfect pairing. You know, you always need a little bit of wine to wait for the other wines. And the Cabernet is definitely a laid-down cellar type of wine.
Right.
So you can drink the rosé in the meantime. We make it so it's fresh. I grew up in Provence. I grew up on the French Riviera. So it's, I think it's cheaper than water there. But you drink it, you know, any time of the day. And that's really what it's meant for. It's just summer patio, chill, barbecue. You know, easy drinking. We still make it within our structure. You can pair it with food really well, and it has a good mouthfeel. But it's really meant to welcome the summer.
Now, the structure is wonderful, and as Karen pointed out, the color is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the tannins in this, and it's just a 2019, but it is gorgeous. And, yes, I have become a rosé lover.
Rosé all day, as they say.
Tracy, give us your background and how you became general manager with Danica Patrick at the winery.
I am actually fourth generation Napa Valley. I was born and raised here in Napa, and oddly enough, I actually live in the house that I grew up in until I was 10 years old.
Whoa.
So, I love that.
I've been part of this industry since I was a kid walking, and it was just right timing, right place. She was looking for someone, and she wanted somebody young and that could handle multi-facets of the business, and I kind of dabbled in everything, and fate just happened at the time where I was looking to make a change in my life, and this job came up from somebody that I know really well, our initial inaugural winemaker, and so here we have it. It'll be 4 years in November, actually.
Somnium. Did I say that right?
You did.
Somnium Winery. It's somniumwine.com, S-O-M-N-I-U-M. So check out the website.
I got to say, I love the label. Love the label. Love how Danica Patrick didn't put her name on the label.
Yeah.
Maybe, Tracy, you could speak to that.
Yeah, Danica wanted the wine to speak for itself. She didn't want it to be about her, and that's part of the reason that she bought the piece of property. So that red dot is the You Are Here dot. And so think of it like a map. She wants you to put down your phone, enjoy the people that you're with, and the memories that you're going to make, and just enjoy the moment and enjoy the wine. And that's what she's about. And that's why she didn't want her name on it, because she wanted people to fall in love with the wine itself and the experience around it.
Right.
And I completely believe in that.
I love that.
That she does.
I love that. That to me is the spirit of women in business. letting the wine speak for itself.
And, Julianne, what other wines, we're talking about the Cab and the 2019 Rosé, what other wines are you folks making these days?
We make a little bit of Sauvignon Blanc that is barrel-aged. It's a little more structured than the normal Sauvignon Blanc you will find. And then we're working, we just planted a little bit of Cabernet Franc. So as you know, you follow the brand over time, you will find new varietals and special bottlings. So, you know, we're getting ready your drinks for in the next 2 to 3 years.
Tracy, how often do you folks see Danica Patrick? Is she around a lot? She's...
Yeah, we're actually going to see her in 2 weeks, but I typically see her every 2 or 3 months, but I talk to her probably 2 or 3 times a week. So she's right very much involved, and we text a lot, and so, you know, it's just great. She's one of those people that you can just talk to, and she knows what she wants, and she completely believes in the people that she has in place. So it's just a really good working relationship around, and I'm really excited to have Julian on the team. And, you know, that Sauvignon Blanc is going to come out probably late July, August, so we're really excited for it for summertime.
I love Sauvignon Blanc.
Me too. Maybe we'll be back.
Yes.
We can talk about it.
Yes. Mike needs to go to your front porch again and pick up some Sauvignon Blanc.
Well, hopefully we'll have him up at the vineyard at some point when we're allowed to hang out together again.
There you go.
Julian and Tracy, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right, we'll talk again. Barry.
Yes, sir.
So tell everyone again what Bottle Barn's doing and how they can pick up some wine and such.
So bottlebarn.com. We've got well over 1,000 items on there now between liquor and wine. You just order it, pay for it online, and you get a notice when your order has been pulled and ready for pickup. Usually it's always the same day, often within hours, if not minutes, before caught up. And just come in between 10 and 4 and pick up your order. It's been working like a charm so far.
Very cool. And you guys still can send wine, right?
Yeah, we can ship.
Yeah.
Shipping all over the country, in 40-some states. And when the weather's cool. Haven't been shipping much this week. Not good for the wine.
Too hot to ship.
Once it cools off again.
Yeah.
Friday, I think we're going to start shipping again when it cools off.
Any wine specials you suggest for pickup at Bottle Barn?
Well, we're running about 2 or 3 times a week now, flash sales, usually on, we're trying to do it Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. This week, I think we're just going to do Friday and Sunday. I have a couple of imported wines, one from Argentina coming up, $10.99 a bottle, got a great review. And then an Italian wine from Tuscany. Sangiovese Cabernet Blend, $9.99 a bottle. So keep your eyes out for those. Just sign up for our mailing list and you'll get the blast 2 or 3 times a week. And there's always going to be a lot of good Sonoma wine in there as well.
Of course. BottleBarn.com. Barry Herbst, wine buyer at Bottle Barn. Barry, thanks. Stay well. Say hi to everybody over there and we'll talk to you soon.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, buddy.